The State Department has expressed concern over the president of Pakistan's decision to dramatically expand his powers. President Pervez Musharraf is a key ally in the United States' war on terrorism. This week, he announced constitutional changes that give him 5 more years in office and the power to dismiss parliament. Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who lives in exile in London, condemned the move. She has announced plans to run in Pakistan's October parliamentary elections, even though Musharraf says she'll go to jail if she does. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
Benazir Bhutto and the military have a long history of strained relations, beginning in 1979 when her father, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, was hanged by the dictator General Zia-ul-Haq. Benazir Bhutto, a two-time prime minister ousted in 1996 amid a corruption scandal, was briefly jailed by the military herself in the 1980s. Last month, she was convicted of failing to appear in court to answer corruption charges related to her time as prime minister. President General Musharraf is adamant, sometimes to the point of anger, that Benazir Bhutto not be allowed back, as demonstrated earlier this week in a news conference in the capital.
A person who's been convicted and a person against whom there are 12 charges, you want her to stand for elections? Or you don't think that they have looted and plundered this nation? Or is your view that this nation does not know it and they condone it? Is your view that the nation condones their loot and plunder? Is that your view?
Bhutto did not respond to requests to be interviewed, but her defenders say the charges against her are baseless, motivated by General Musharraf's fear of being challenged by someone whose popularity is greater than his. Faratullah Babar is spokesman for Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party.
She has not been convicted by any court of law for corruption. She has been convicted now, in the days of General Pervez Musharraf, through a new law, which is Benazir Bhutto's specific law. She has been convicted for absenteeism on the basis of a backdated law, which is Benazir Bhutto's specific. This is unconstitutional, unheard of in any civilized society. This is a bad law.
Some observers say Musharraf has good reason to be wary of Bhutto. Despite living in exile in London and Dubai for the past 5 years, Bhutto has not relinquished control of the Pakistan People's Party. She has kept in close touch with party leaders and party workers, often via email. As a result, says Samina Ahmed, Islamabad Project Director for the International Crisis Group, the party is well positioned for the upcoming parliamentary elections.
She's held it together fairly well, long distance. The party itself is cohesive. It seems to have done fairly well in the local body elections. It will most likely do quite well in a free and fair election. And if it does, and it comes into government, the cases against Benazir, which are at this point in time, the only conviction that she faces is not actually appearing before court, becomes irrelevant.
Analyst and columnist Ayaz Amir has a different view. He says allegations of corruption against Bhutto and one-time rival Nawaz Sharif of the Pakistan Muslim League have resonated with voters, eroding support for both former leaders. And Bhutto's image in particular, he says, has suffered.
That is very much tarnished. That is very much tarnished. It's no longer the Joan of Arc of 10, 12, 14 years ago, the darling of the Western media. That went away a long time ago. And if Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto enjoy a certain resuscitation in the polls or public feeling in Pakistan, it's only because of the very poor performance of the Musharraf government.
Bhutto, meanwhile, remains defiant. She insists she is coming back to contest the October elections, even if it means going to jail. She may be bluffing. With a husband already in jail in Pakistan on corruption charges and 2 children still in school, she may ultimately decide the price is too high, and her nomination papers are likely to be rejected. A new law enacted by General Musharraf bans those convicted of crimes from seeking office. Either way, she has a little over a month to make her decision. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.